familiar face in unfamiliar territory. Yanis Varoufakis, the motorbike-riding politician who rose to celebrity status during the Eurozone debt crisis, is due to stand in European elections, but not in his Greek homeland, in Germany instead. The former Greek finance minister was picked as a candidate by the Democracy in Europe Movement 2025, a cross-border group he founded 2 years ago, claiming he wanted to democratize Europe.
These smart blinds have two jobs: keeping out the light and absorbing the sun's energy as solar panels. Solar gaps generate renewable energy using photovoltaic modules installed on every slat. If installed outside on a south-facing window, 1 square meter of his blinds can reduce energy consumption by 70%. With a light sensor, the blinds track the location of the sun and change their angle in order to absorb maximum sunlight.
Microsoft is close to dethroning Apple as Wall Street's most valuable company. This comes just 4 months after Apple made headlines for being the first company to breach the $1 trillion mark. Apple shares fell further on Tuesday. They're under pressure after U.S. President Donald Trump told the Wall Street Journal that he could slap tariffs on laptops and mobile phones imported from China.
WGN Radio's Daily Conversation about the life of business and the business of life. This is The Opening Bell with Steve Grzanich on 720 WGN.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the program. Today is Wednesday. It's November 28th, and it's 5:11 in the morning. Thanks for being here with us for another edition of The Opening Bell and another business day getting underway. We've put together a really good show for you today. For the entire program, Jennifer Jolly will be here. Jennifer is the founder of Techish.com, a consumer tech journalist. You've probably read her stuff at USA Today and the New York Times and have seen her on television and heard her here before. We're lucky enough to have her for the whole hour today. We're going to be talking about some of the top gadgets and gizmos for the holiday season. So we'll bring in Jennifer momentarily, and that'll be the entire program today with all kinds of good stuff and even some tips about how to get the best deals this holiday shopping season. Also today, we'll check the markets. Vic Vaughn will be here with news and weather and traffic with Mary Vandeveld. So we have you covered for the whole hour this morning. So let's begin with the WGN Associated Bank Market Desk. Futures are pointing toward opening gains on Wall Street, with Dow futures up about a third this morning, nearly 87 points. S&P futures up more than a quarter. NASDAQ futures are up more than a third, nearly 26 points. As we look around the globe, markets in Europe are generally mixed, down in London by a fraction, up in Germany and in France. And in Asia this morning, markets are generally in the green, with the Nikkei up nearly a percent, 224 points. The Hang Seng up nearly a percent and a third, with 350 points on the gain. And the Shanghai is up about a percent as well. Oil is trading at 51.54 barrel, which is down a couple of pennies. Yesterday on Wall Street, stocks posted gains amid cautious optimism about trade compromise with China. Markets rose after a chief White House economist said communications are taking place at all levels ahead of the president's meeting with China's leader at the G20 summit. Shares of Amazon and Chicago-based Boeing were higher, with Apple, United Technologies, and GM down slightly in choppy trading. President Trump blaming the Federal Reserve for hurting the economy again. Speaking to the Washington Post, the president claimed that rising federal interest rates and other policies are damaging the economy without evidence, causing the stock market to slide. He blamed Fed policies for General Motors' recent announcement that it's cutting thousands of jobs. Trump admitted that he is not even, in his words, a little bit happy about his choice of Jerome Powell to head the Federal Reserve. Trump also says he's making deals and isn't being accommodated by the Fed. Also this morning, we're hearing from the Federation for Small Businesses. The largest retail trade group says the holiday shopping season has gotten off to a very strong start. The National Retail Federation says consumer spending has been strong, fueled by a better economy and stores' investments in online services. The trade group's assessment comes after a survey of more than 3,000 shoppers Thanksgiving and Friday forecast that fewer people would turn out for the five-day weekend that ended Monday compared to a year ago. It attributed the drop in stores spreading out their deals beyond the Black Friday weekend. The group now says it expects sales for November and December will be at the high end of its earlier forecast of a 4.3 to 4.8% rise. That would be below last year's 5.3% increase. Well, it's a good time to be out shopping for gadgets and gizmos, and there are a lot of them making headlines and people's wish lists this holiday. Jennifer Jolly is here this morning on the phone with us from California. She's the founder of Techish, techish.com, also a consumer journalist. You've probably read her stuff at USA Today and the New York Times. Jennifer, good morning. Welcome back to the Opening Bell.
Good morning. Thank you so much for having me.
We're bummed that you're on the phone today, because we always love it when you bring in your Santa bag full of goodies. But we can still go through. We could still go through
my
some
Santa
of these. Yeah,
suitcase, right? Rolling in my giant Santa suitcases, because Santa's now upgraded to, and I have upgraded this year to those away suitcases that you see all over social media. And I'm sure that's what Santa's packing in the sleigh this year. I have one away bag that I call it my clown car, because I keep stuffing it, and you think there is no way this thing is going to close, and then I sit on it, and I close it, and then I unzip it, and it's the clown car. The stuff just keeps coming and coming out of it. So if you're in the market for a really good suitcase, look into that brand this year.
Well, and the bottom line is here that there's so much good stuff out there. I know that we're going to go through some of them today, but it just seems like we're at there's this ripe era of just cool gadgets coming out right and left.
We really, really are. And so I was trying really hard to see this year, okay, you know, I've seen it all. I've been doing this about 20 years now. And what's going to impress me? And one of the surprises for me has been Facebook's Portal and Portal Plus. One of the reasons that was so surprising, when I first heard about it, I was like, oh, heck no. I am not going near a smart video screen that Facebook wants to put in our homes. You know, Facebook, privacy issues, all kinds of, you know, just not really sure about them right now. But I went ahead and tried it. And it's one of the most controversial new gadgets, is also one of the best, not one of the best, Steve, it is the best video calling machine I have ever even dreamed of. I mean, it is really a special way to communicate. If you and I were on it right now, I could be walking around our studio here showing you things in a way that you would feel like you were here.
Wow.
In fact, I think we're going to have to do that.
Yeah, so
I think we're going to have to upgrade to that.
So
Santa, put that on the list.
This is like a Skype on steroids kind of thing then.
It's like Skype, how you would imagine Skype would work in 20 years from now. So it's a screen that has a 12-megapixel camera with a high-definition video and artificial intelligence software. So the camera follows you as you move around, and it's really, and it'll zoom in. It follows the sound of your voice. It'll zoom out. So I can, you know, call my friend in Utah from California and say, hey, what do you think about this outfit? And I can show her the whole outfit. Or, I mean, that's kind of a weird little use case that probably only I will use it for. But I can call my parents who live in Alaska. I live in the San Francisco Bay Area. I can call them. My daughter's older now, but they can watch your kids grow up with you. Mm. You can use it in reverse to check in on your aging parents. You can use it to check in on your dogs during the day. it's the closest I've seen to actually feeling like you're in the room with somebody. And you can slide a little lever over and shut that camera off. I mean, there are real privacy concerns with this company right now that they hopefully are addressing, and some people are going to be too creeped out by those to try it, but I think if you get a chance to try this out in a store, even if you can buy it, try it, it is really a special gadget. I've been really surprised by it.
Is it just a two-way connection between you and whoever, or is this for anybody that has one of these devices, or can people talk to you even from the Facebook app?
People can talk to you from the Facebook app, but it is friends and family only. So it'd be just like FaceTiming somebody.
Okay.
I got to say it quietly or it's going to actually do it. I'll say, hey, Portal, call Mom. And it'll pop up her picture and kind of say, is this who you tried to call? And of course it is. And I'll say yes. And then all of a sudden I'm in her living room. Is several thousand miles away.
Wow. So is there advertising on it, or is there anything that you can tell that it's like watching you in a creepy way or keeping data on you?
I haven't seen anything like that yet, but when it's not in use during a call, it is cycling through your Facebook photos. You can have it cycling through whatever you want on Facebook, and they're saying that it's not listening in. I haven't seen that advertising yet, but it wouldn't surprise me, because they're saying that it is, you know, it knows what you're searching for with Amazon Alexa. It knows what you're looking for on Facebook. And it says that it's doing that to provide you more curated ad content. I don't know other than that.
And what's the price point on both? What's the difference between the Portal and the Portal Plus?
The Portal Plus is just under $350, and the Portal is just under $200, so $199 and $349. And the Portal is much smaller. It's more of a normal size smart screen, kind of the size that you're seeing all over the place, a size of a normal maybe textbook turned on its side. Mm-hmm. The other one is quite a bit bigger. It looks like a little bit of an elongated tablet on a stand, and you can either have it long ways, or you can turn it sideways. I've had friends walk in and see it in the house and say, "Oh my gosh, is that a new tablet of some sort?" Like, they're really interested in it. So those are the differences between those two sizes.
I know that you also like the Lenovo Yoga, the new Yoga 930. This is a new Ultrabook.
Yeah, and I've been a fan of this brand in particular for a while. Because they're really, and I'm going to use a horrible pun here, but they really are stretching kind of this next generation laptop design. I know, yoga, stretching, I can't help myself. You know me, I can't help myself. But this one has a really special 360-degree rotating Dolby Atmos soundbar. So built into the hinge, where there is normally just a hinge that opens and closes, on this specific hybrid laptop, it's a two-in-one Ultrabook. So it operates like a regular laptop. It operates like a tablet. You can put it in tent mode to stream content. It's very versatile. But that specific Dolby Atmos soundbar basically gives you 360 degrees of sound, which really ups the entertainment value of this particular laptop. Plus, it's touchscreen. It's got, that precision-crafted hinge. It has a smart pen, so if you want to use it in tablet mode and you want to write, to draw, to create, that pen slides just in and out of the hinge. So it's got this onboard docking and charging for the smart pen that I think is really, really special. And one of the things that I'm seeing, this also was on the Lenovo Smart Display, that's one of my other top favorite home tab, home smart screens, is that they give you this true block privacy shutter for the web camera. So no more taping things over your web camera if you want to make sure that nobody's hacked it and is looking at you when you don't want them to. And I really like that. I like that on this laptop, and I like this on Lenovo's smart display as well.
All right. It's called the Lenovo New Yoga C930. Jennifer, I know that everybody's got one of these smart speakers, and if they don't, they will after this Christmas. But the new thing now is smart everything, and there's even a mirror, the smart mirror.
I am saying that smart home screens this year are, to this holiday season, what connected Bluetooth speakers were about 3 years ago. This is really the season to get one of these smart home screens. But if a smart, say you already have one of those, the next step is going to be either a smart toilet, a smart microwave, a smart cat, robot litter box, or something like HiMirror's little mini smart mirror. It's a connected smart mirror that uses an integrated camera to analyze your skin, track your skincare goals, and monitor the effects of beauty products that you use, which to somebody, middle-aged like me, that sounds horrifying. it looks at wrinkles, fine lines, your overall complexion, dark circles. Why do I want my gadgets to tell me about that? But it's actually really interesting, especially there's so many of us who spend a fortune on skincare products. It'll show you whether those products are actually doing what they say they're going to do. it shows me, I mean, it's actually kind of brilliant. Like, it reminds me that I need sleep and that sleep will improve my complexion 100% in just a few days. And it also has Amazon Alexa built in for hands-free functionality. It lets you connect to Spotify, YouTube, Facebook, Instagram. So this is kind of the hot product that all the millennials especially want this year.
$119 too, so that's not a bad price.
It's really not. And it does have the magnification and the different lighting scenarios, so it's a pretty great little gadget.
Jennifer, the GoPro is a device that a lot of folks may have written off, but I have to tell you, I still love all of the GoPro products, and the new Hero 7 camera is amazing, isn't it?
You know, they send us new cameras to try every year, and I, you know, when they were pitching me the Hero 7, I thought, okay, I mean, I'm a huge fan of GoPro, love them. What are they going to do to make it better? Oh, Steve, it's so much better. It's really reimagined with these Steadicam, I'm calling them gimbal guts, Steadicam gimbal for the most stable and easy camera shooting available on the planet. It's waterproof. It's super rugged. 2-inch touchscreen, so you can see what you're shooting and control the camera. You can also control it with voice command. So you say, GoPro, take a photo, or GoPro, start recording. So the way that people use these GoPros, you're skiing, you're biking, you can do it without touching anything. And that's really special. And the camera understands 15 different languages and dialects. So that's amazing. And it has built-in Wi-Fi. So you can stream, you know, right away through the GoPro app back to Facebook, Instagram, everywhere that you want to show off that you're doing these crazy, amazing feats. And those start just under $400 for the black. The silver is just under $300. The white just under $200. That is just another great, great gadget gift this year.
I saw one of the preview videos that they always put out when they release one of these cameras, and they had different scenes of heavy action. Like, there was one where people were running around on a mountainside. There was something, I think, they were surfing. Videos that, when if you were taking with your iPhone, they would be bouncing all over the place, and it was just as steady as can be. I couldn't even believe what I was seeing.
Well, so I ran the New York City Marathon a few weeks ago, and I was trying to do it as a tech reporter. I was going to try to video most of it with an iPhone. And it failed miserably for that exact reason. Things were really out of focus and really bouncy and shaky. And had I had that Hero 7, which of course anything I do from now on I'll have that, it would have been a real, real special insider look at what that particular athletic event is like. So yeah, you're exactly right. That it's really a great, great way to shoot video and content on demand. And I'm seeing, I have a professional photographer friend who uses it, and she takes all these just amazing shots underwater. You know, it's great for that.
And congratulations, by the way. I know a lot of us who follow you on social media were rooting for you all along the way. So congratulations on finishing that marathon.
Cool if I could have been streaming it during, like, instead, you know?
Absolutely, absolutely. Well, maybe next year, right?
Oh, yeah. Well, I didn't know that I could even do this year, so we'll have to think about next year, but that's a story that I have coming out, because I did use every ounce of modern technology. I hadn't run a marathon in 12 years. I was fighting through a slew of injuries, wasn't all that active leading, you know, in the months prior to starting that training. So that's a pretty interesting story in and of itself. And my secret weapon there were Garmin, the Garmin smartwatches for training, and then all of a sudden the name is escaping me.
It's probably the name that it's always the name that I probably mess up. It's not Hawaii, but it's Huawei, isn't it? Is that the one you're thinking of, the new Huawei?
So Huawei, well, I was thinking of a specific foam roller. I'm going to pull that name up in a second, but thank you, because Huawei Band 3 Pro and Band 3E, these are brand new fitness watches. They just launched. That's another company that I follow a lot, because I feel like they put out the best hardware in the world right now, and we don't have them as much in this country as in a lot of other countries. But the fitness watches just launched, and they bring the exact right amount of phone-free tracking, so you don't have to run with your smartphone or bike or do exercise with your smartphone. You just have to have this little watch on, and it's accountability, affordability. These start at $70, and the Band 3E is $30, and they do everything from tracking your sleep, your heart rate, walking, running, cycling, swimming, strength training. They're really perfect for anybody who really wants to just know that they're getting their steps in or just really up their workouts. But they don't get too overly techy. So they're perfect for somebody who wants to get in shape but doesn't want to try to decipher all of the different controls.
All right, Jennifer, good stuff. We'll continue with you after the news, so hang on. We'll keep Jennifer Jolly with us for the rest of the show. Lots more good stuff to go through this morning here on The Opening Bell. And again, you can follow along on Twitter this morning. I'm live tweeting some of the photographs and links of what we're talking about at Steve Grzanich. And make sure you follow Jennifer as well at Jennifer Jolly and at Techish HQ on Twitter. It is 5:31. This is The Opening Bell on 720 WGN.
Hi, this is Jim Dahlke, senior editor at Chicago Inno, with today's Inno Minute on WGN Radio. A rundown of all the Chicago innovation and tech news you need to know. Amazon opened its latest cashierless convenience store, called Amazon Go, on Tuesday at the Ogilvie Transportation Center in Chicago. The shop lets customers scan their phone at a turnstile when they walk in, pick up the items they want, and walk out without interacting with a cash register. A new parking app has arrived in Chicago. Spot Angels gives drivers information on metered, free spots and garage locations, and can alert users if they need to move their car for things like street sweepings. But unlike Spot Hero and ParkWiz, it won't let you book a parking reservation. And Chicago insurance startup Snapsheet has partnered with insurance giant Zurich to bring its virtual claims technology to Zurich customers across the world. Snapsheet lets people file auto insurance claims via their smartphone camera. That's today's Inno Minute from WGN Radio. Learn more at chicagoinno.com and sign up for The Beat, our daily email newsletter.
Now, WGN Radio's daily conversation about the life of business and the business of life. This is The Opening Bell with Steve Grzanich on 720 WGN.
Good morning again, everyone. Welcome back to the program. Thanks for being here with us on our Wednesday edition of The Opening Bell. We're on this morning with Jennifer Jolly, who's the founder of Techish.com and a consumer tech journalist for the New York Times and USA Today. And you've probably seen her a lot on television. And she's a regular here on The Opening Bell with her gadgets and tech tips, and we're happy to go over some of the top tech toys and gadgets Jennifer selected for this holiday season. Jennifer, I wanted to talk a little bit more about some of the other things that are on your list. One of them is the Google Home Hub. This is something that I've actually been considering buying. You've had the chance to play around with this in person, right?
Yeah, so I've had one since they first launched. They gave me a behind-the-scenes look at it. This is the $150 smart home screen. It's the Google Home Hub. This is top 10 favorite gadget of the year. It's a voice-controlled, hands-free smart screen. But this one, it's a little smaller than the others. It doesn't have a camera. You say, hey, Google, and do everything from listening to music to streaming podcasts, getting recipes, watching YouTube, calling if you have I just activated all of them in my house.
And around Chicagoland as well.
Yeah, sorry, everybody. But you can, one of the things that I use it for is a digital photo frame. It's the most beautiful digital photo frame for the right price point. I have one upstairs. I have one downstairs, and I used to always yell up the stairs to my daughter every day, you know, okay, Geneva, it's time to leave for school. Now I just say, hey, Google, tell Geneva it's time to leave for school, and it immediately goes up there and tells her it's time to leave for school. So if all that you use it for are digital photos and to tell your kids it's time to go without yelling at them, it's worth it just for that.
Jennifer, I know you are the queen of finding good deals and telling us how to do that. What would be your advice for folks? I know Black Friday is over and Cyber Monday, but as we go through the holiday season here, how do we find those deals and hold retailers, whether it be online or in person, accountable to give us that low price that everybody offers?
Look for best price guarantees and read the fine print. So pretty much all the bigs are saying, hey, everybody, we have these best price guarantees. I know eBay is saying, after you buy something, you have 48 hours that if you find it is someplace less expensive from one of their biggest competitors, Target, Amazon, Walmart, you contact their customer service, show them where you found it for less, and they'll immediately, you know, not months later, you don't have to wait for a check in the mail, they'll immediately give you a coupon for 110% of that price difference. So look for that. Read the fine print on those. Make sure that you're shopping, especially when you're shopping online, from an actual real store. So look for HTTPS. Look for customer service numbers. Make sure the spelling is correct, you know, that it's not Nordstrom with, you know, two O's and two M's. And just do a little bit of homework. Just if something sounds too good to be true, it probably is.
What are your favorite websites for finding deals and also tracking prices?
Well, I look, I plug in Camel. It's a website that lets you track the price history of products. I also use Price Tracker, Shop It To Me. I use browsing extensions, so you can add a browser extension to your search engine, Safari, Firefox, Chrome. I use Invisible Hand, PriceBlink. I've used Honey for a couple of years now. And that will make sure that whatever you're searching for and shopping for, that it pulls up the lowest price.
The other thing that I wasn't aware of, but apparently you can actually make a couple bucks back, is the price adjustment apps. There are a couple of those that you like.
I love Paribus, Ernie, Moolah. These are price adjustment apps that you give it your access to your emails, and then every time you buy something, it's looking for, you know, it's really crazy algorithms are looking for receipts. And then once it finds a receipt in your email, it scans it, and receipts and order confirmations, and then scours the internet for price drops. And if there is a price drop, they automatically contact the store to get you a refund. Some of the companies take a little cut of that, 25% or so. Paribus does not. It's just a service that they offer for free.
Jennifer, I know I'm going to probably stump you on this question, but because you get so much free tech and so much stuff to review every year, is there something on the tech list that you want for Christmas that you haven't seen yet, haven't gotten yet?
It's so funny that you asked me that, because we do try everything out for free, but we're not allowed to keep it. So what I'm writing a story as we speak of this is what I'm buying this year. I am buying six. Well, I'll tell you right now. I already bought them because I scored a couple deals during Black Friday and Cyber Monday. So this is actually in the past now, but I bought six of the Google Home Hubs so that I could wire every room in the house. I did buy my parents and my husband's mother a Facebook portal and Portal Plus. I bought my daughter the yoga 2-in-1. So these are things I don't just talk about them. I'm actually buying them for other people this year. And then one of the things last year, I gave 6 23andMe Health and Ancestry kits to my friends and family. This year, I ordered 12.
Wow.
So it's a little over the top, I know. But those are the gifts that are pretty special. And then I have been waiting and kind of holding my breath for a Samsung Frame TV to go on sale. They haven't yet, but I'd like to get one of those. And I'm looking for a couple of e-bikes to go on sale. I'd like to get my parents a couple of e-bikes, electric bikes as well.
Santa, if you're listening, Jennifer is waiting for these items, so make your list accordingly.
Yeah, and these are big ticket items that I've been saving for all year, but chargers are a really great thing, under $100 gifts. Chargers, hands-free chargers, and there are so many good ones out this year. Bluetooth speakers, little add-ons. I'll be writing about a couple bracelets that also charge your phones. You know, little things that won't break the bank, but everybody needs them.
Jennifer, thank you very much. Always good stuff, and you gave me some ideas as well. Have a wonderful holiday season.
Yeah, thank you, and you know I am always here for you. If you get stumped or you want to know whether I've seen it, tried it, used it, what I think, I am always here.
All right, thank you, Jennifer.
Thank you.
Jennifer Jolly, the founder of Techish.com, consumer tech journalist,
also for USA Today and the New York Times. You can find more about the things that Jennifer talked about here today at her website, techish.com. She has more reviews there and a really good follow, too, on Twitter and Instagram. We'll continue our conversation with Jennifer after the bell and post more of that in the podcast of The Opening Bell a little bit later this morning at WGNradio.com.
You're listening to The Opening Bell on 720 WGN.
On the WGN, Associated Bank Market Desk, futures are pointing toward opening gains on Wall Street, with Dow futures up more than a third. Same story on the S&P this morning, and NASDAQ futures up almost a half a percent. Now, the latest on agriculture and commodities. Good morning, Orion Samuelson.
Good morning, Steve. Well, most of the focus in the agricultural market community is on Buenos Aires, Argentina, and a lot of different statements coming out from various sources, but really nobody knows what will happen when the president of China and the president of the United States get together this weekend for their dinner conversation. I would guess they don't know what's going to happen either. But one analyst, Jerry Lynn, with Lynn and Associates in Chicago, said, "We have not done anything in beans except bounce around. All the grains really are waiting to see what happens over the weekend. Will they make some progress, or will the stalemate continue?" And so the attention is focused on G20. Livestock futures, not much movement there either in the trade yesterday. At the end of the day, the lean hog contract was down 62 cents. December cattle down a nickel a hundredweight. And January feeder cattle down 65 cents. You have a great day. I'm Orion Samuelson.
Thanks, Orion. Now on the WGN Associated Bank Market Desk Outlook for Wednesday, November 28th, a full lineup of economic news this morning. The second estimate for third quarter GDP is due out. Economists are forecasting 3.5% growth for the third quarter. We'll also get a report on international trade in goods for October. Analysts see the deficit widening slightly to $76.9 billion. October's wholesale inventories are also out today. Inventories are expected to rise 0.4%. New home sales in October will be out as well. Housing industry analysts predict a jump in new home sales to an annual rate of about 575,000. And also today, Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell will speak to the Economic Club of New York. Powell's topic is the Fed's framework for monitoring financial stability. On the earnings calendar today, J.M. Smucker, Box, and Tiffany earnings all due out, quarterly earnings, as we monitor the things that could move the markets on this Wednesday, November the 28th.